Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, Canada's only mid-morning sports talk show. We are back at home. Daddy's home.
Feels good.
It does feel good to be back here in the nice warm bunker. We got the fire going. We got the Christmas tree nigh. I'm the host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. Morning, Dupes.
Good morning.
We're a team. Like, I'm Deshaun. He's DeAndre.
Hopkins.
How's that?
I like it.
For those Texans
fans.
That's
good. It's good. They weren't exactly the dynamic duo on Sunday.
Maybe we were the bad luck for the Texans.
I don't know.
But it was still fun. Still fun. 77,000 of our closest friends there to watch the Texans and the Denver Broncos. As we get rolling here on this Wednesday, December the 11th, really big show today. The hockey show yesterday seemed to really go over well. A lot of social media play on the Lorne Mullican comments on coaching, which I would like to, actually we will get into that in the latest with Jim Montgomery in Dallas being fired for inappropriate conduct. But there'll be a lot of football today. Kahari Jones will be with us, the new head coach. Well, I guess, what should I say? The interim tag removed from the title of Kahari Jones. Signed a 3-year deal as coach of the Alouettes. He'll be with us live from Montreal today, along with the Alouettes blogger Cliffy D. Pine, really good friend of mine from the alternative.com blog. Austin Davis from the Regina Leader Post. And Toronto Argonauts kicker Zachary Madero. Zach Maderos will be with us. I just find it tickling that the hockey show yesterday was great with the Dumbas, yeah. Alan Jarrett, some might say Dumb and Dumba. You can decide who's who. Lorne Mullican, who else? Bob Strum,
yeah.
Rempel, Labardius. And I get a kick out of it because it's like, I can talk hockey too. Let's do that. Everybody thinks that I'm the football guy, right, which is cool too. I'm very proud of that. But I came up through, I know all those stories too. So should we talk more hockey?
We should talk more hockey.
I think we should talk more hockey.
Absolutely.
Paul has long said we should talk more hockey. How are you, Paul?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for asking.
Good. Paul's back. He's happy that we're back. And by the way, it's not his fault. He made that very clear. We do have some CFL notes to get to today. The CFL in Halifax. Good news there. How good? Not sure, but we'll examine a little more closely today. $20 million from the city of Halifax will go towards a new stadium. The city of Halifax voted in favor of putting $20 million into what will be, what, $110 million facility in Halifax. All this stuff came down after the boys got off the air yesterday. So we'll get into that and what it means for the Schooners. Clearly, it's all good news. Is it as good a news as they wanted? We'll get to that. Zach Collaros telling the Winnipeg media he would not close the door on a return to the Blue Bombers. Don't believe those rumors that somebody's putting out there, fanning the flames, that he's going to Toronto. And, of course, everybody says, well, Rod says he's going to the Argos. Do you want to make a bet right now that Zach Collaros will sign with it? I'll do it. I'll do it. Who's got their phone on over there on the couch?
Me.
Like, do we have to reset the rules?
Fine.
Probably.
A fine. We were going to have a fine system here. And throw those Christmas ornaments out of that case, and we'll put money in there for a fine jar.
There you go.
Anyways, I'll bet you right now that Zach Collaros signs with the Argos. But he's smart. Zach is very smart. Smart like a fox. He's keeping his options open. Why wouldn't he?
Of course. Why would you want to alienate a fan base by coming out and saying that you have no interest in coming back or that your intentions are to sign somewhere else? Doesn't make sense.
No, they've already got Strebler saying he doesn't want to go anywhere, which is great. We've said we admire his honesty, but he's played his cards. They're on the table. You can't have Zach Collaros and Matt Nichols. You can't have the two of them together. You can't have that three-headed monster that worked last year, but they're all going to be healthy next year. So, I love that Zach's saying he won't close the door and return to Winnipeg, but I will bet anybody in Winnipeg right now today that he signs with the Toronto Argonauts. Derek Moncrief working out for the Miami Dolphins. Clark and I were kicking around a poll question with regards to maybe who would you rather sign if you're the Miami Dolphins, Willie Jefferson or Derek Moncrief? I'd say Willie.
They've had success at both spots, right? Cameron Wake was a beast, 98 sacks with the Miami Dolphins, 5 Pro Bowls when they signed him from BC. But they've had success just recently with Sammy Guavin, the linebacker spot. So working at a lot of Canadian Football League players right now, I wouldn't be surprised if both got a really good shot.
Yeah, and the Dolphins are coming around.
Yeah.
They're starting to come around. Sam McGuavin's been outstanding. I was looking at his numbers he's put up this year with the Dolphins. He's made an impact. Mm-hmm. But I think out of the two, I would sign Willie Jefferson over Derek Moncrief. Willie can do anything you ask him to do. He's a physical freak. So that's something that we'll kick around a little later on in the program today. Robin in Prince Albert is watching. Robin says, it's hockey season. Of course, talk hockey. And we will. We're getting to that. The Kamloops Blazers are in town here in Regina tonight. I'll be at the game. There was a time, there was a real buzz when the Kamloops Blazers were coming to town. Are you old enough to remember that? Bob Brown, Ken Hitchcock, Nat Domichelli, Jerome Iginla, Nolan Baumgartner. It had chutzpah. It had pizzazz. Maybe have I changed? There doesn't seem to be a huge buzz in town like when the Kamloops Blazers right. were coming to town.
I don't think we know. I don't think the fans are really that aware of who's on the other team and who the stars
are. Oh, I couldn't name two of them, but...
Right? I think that's a big deal. We're just not as dialed into it in the same way. So, no, there's not as much energy. And they'd only come here, you know, once a year, right?
Once every 2 years.
So, there's that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be there tonight. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. My friend Lee... Not my brother Lee, another Lee, has texted from St. John's, Newfoundland. He's watching, and he says, welcome home. When is your next group trip? So, since we're in the rollout here for Flooring Superstore, where we talk about all topics, and then we'll get a little more serious next segment. What is... You have a nice little recap from our Houston trip, and thank you, Uniglobe LGI Travel, by the way, for the wonderful trip to Houston with all of the patrons that came down. We have some photos here. What would you like to say about the trip, other than it might be the best that we've ever had?
Oh, it was, easily.
Yeah, I would say.
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun. It was so well organized. With shuttles to and from every event that we went to, all the extra add-ons that got put as part of it when people showed up, the upgrades and tickets and all those types of things. So that was really cool. And all the people that went on the trip, I mean, we've made friends for life, right? And had so much fun. So looking forward to it. And they're all going to come next year. But it's an interesting question because you talk about not when is the next... this VIP sports trip or the next group trip, because we might go on more throughout the year. There's summer trip talks and there's a few others.
Like a great baseball trip.
Yeah.
Catch the White Sox and Cubs in Chicago.
A CFL trip that might include NFL in the summertime. Michelle and I have already started on the ride back. We already started those talks about, well, what's going to be next and where we're going to go next. And actually, that was one of the ideas that Clark had for a poll question, is to poll the people as to where we want to go next year.
I think that's probably what we should do. But I, you know, I got the feeling everybody was thinking South Florida.
Yeah.
Which I'm certainly down with. It's my favorite place.
No, it is great. And
well, that in Arizona.
And I know
it's
there's
like choosing between pizza and ice cream. Yeah. They're both great.
What do you do?
Yeah.
And that's part of it. It's and I know you're getting tons of texts,
yeah,
and tons of messages for people who wish they would have came on the trip. And we're seeing people tagging their friends. Hey, so-and-so, we got to go on this next year. So we can only take so many people with us because it gets to be out of control. We're opening up a certain number of extra spots. I don't know how many. Michelle's got to figure that out. That's on her end. But we're going to take some early bird bookings here right after Christmas.
Wayne Blazico is writing in on the Facebook wall. He says, the live audio feed is down. Clark tells me it's not. Clark tells me in my ear, Wayne, it's a you problem, not an us problem. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate that. Maybe we'll put a vote up for where everybody would like
to
go.
That's a good idea.
Top four.
Do we have
South Florida, Southern California?
Yeah, Southern California. The
NFC North.
The Chicago,
like Chicago, Green Bay
trip, yeah, got put in as a possibility. Yeah, we need one more.
Well, by the way, so Nelson Hakowicz is watching. He says, "Did you see the attendance at the Panthers game last night? My Lord! Look, this isn't new. You've got a kabillionaire owner of the Florida Panthers who doesn't care." How many people are in his building? I heard he was losing $180,000 U.S. a day. And he doesn't care. He just wants to own a team. Can you imagine having that amount of money?
Can't.
So look at some of these other NHL arenas. Yeah, Florida's the worst. The Miami market is the worst for hockey. But look, you can't snicker and look down your nose at the Argos and go, ooh, ew. Because the NHL has the same thing. Yeah. They were saying that about NFL games on the weekend, too. Empty seats. Yeah, Florida's the worst. But they're not going anywhere. I will say this. There was the threat or the suggestion of a team moving to Houston in the National Hockey League. For a long time, we thought it was Arizona. But for whatever reason, Gary Bettman really wants a team in Arizona, which is cool. Houston could support it.
Oh, yeah.
There's absolutely no doubt.
No, they could in a big way. Great sports town.
And they got a lot of hockey history.
Tons of history.
There, too.
Yeah. So that's exciting. It was an awesome place to visit. And the people were super friendly. The weather was awesome, too. I love that George Cortez called the two seasons summer.
And almost summer.
And we were in almost summer, and it still hit 28 degrees Celsius on the thermometer, which was cool.
I'll say this, too, by the way. One of the ladies on our trip asked, what's the VIP portion of this trip? Because you called it the Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip. And I said, you just wait.
You got to come and see.
We got to come and see. But part of it was being in the live studio audience and then hanging out and getting the chance to talk football with George Cortez and Don Narcisse and Garrick Jones and Caron Williams and Mike Kershaw from Rice University, which those guys will sit and talk ball with you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They love it, particularly CFL football, because they don't talk about it a lot down there. And not to mention, you know, the VIP tailgate party before the Texans game. How'd you like that, Jug?
Excellent.
He said he was fraternizing with the cheerleaders.
Oh,
I had to pull the cheerleaders away from Jug.
I saw that. And I mean, then we had the VIP experience pregame for the Texans game, which was a private enclosed VIP party, which had unlimited food and drinks, all included.
Yep.
And I mean, everything you can imagine, all the fancy cocktails. I think the girls were having mimosas in the morning. They were shaving the meat right off the
carving
bird.
Stations.
They had the carving stations, the full roasted pig, place to play the cornhole game and play football. We were throwing it around, bands on a stage. So that was all very private and exclusive. And then, I mean, the shuttle rides and everything else. And the VA, we had private breakfast, catered breakfast every morning, which was really great chance to start the day off, and it was really cool.
It was everything that they'd hoped and probably more, and I got the, what should I say, the sense from Unigold LGI Travel head office in Vancouver that they love us.
Yeah.
They love us with all the publicity and everything. It was a great group of people, and just before we move on from that, we got photos here, so thank you, Clark, for the reminder. And let's throw a few up here on the screen, if we don't mind, from our time in Houston. There's the football boys. Don Narcisse, top left. Let's go clockwise. George Cortez to the right. Bottom right, Garrick Jones, NFL. He's actually the president of the NFL Alumni Houston chapter. Three seasons with the Texans. Caron Williams, two-time Grey Cup champion in the yellow golf shirt. And then bottom left, Mike Kershaw, whose father, Phil, is a regular viewer of this show. I think Mike's mom is, too. He is the wide receivers coach at Rice University in Houston. And I think we had a few more.
Oh,
How about the stadiums? My word. There's our gang. There's our crew. Darren, you said it best. You can't go on all the trips if you don't go on the first one.
Yeah.
Look at that stadium.
They've all got that to remember, which is great. That big building behind you on the top left photo, it looks like it's like a dome there. That's where the private VIP party was. It was
and that's
really
the practice
cool.
facility for the Houston Texans.
Yeah, it was cool. Right on the turf.
NASA was a real trip, as they say.
That was my highlight of the whole thing.
Really?
I love NASA.
That's Mission Control, bottom right. We were literally in Mission Control.
Yeah, that's where they operated.
It's a real thing.
They were literally in there operating moon missions, and that's where the Orion Orion missions are happening. That's the journey to Mars.
It's Apollo 13, top right corner of that rocket there. Here is, and I know they're listening today, the Ryan family. They were caught on the big screen at the Houston Rockets game. That's on the top right. Crushing beers like they're going to the electric chair the next day, which is great.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Rod Peterson Show got shown on the marquee of the Houston Rockets Arena, the Toyota Center. So thanks to the Rockets for that.
And bottom right, the one on the bottom right, that was 50 Cent was in the building.
50 Cent was there.
50 Cent was there. Dikembe Mutombo. So that was cool. Got to see them. And so some of our people got the shot.
Yeah, 50 Cent bottom right. And then last one here is just some group shots. Everybody having a great time. A lot of those guys are watching this morning because I see that. The Jug got on the big screen.
Oh, yeah. Dance cam.
Yeah, with the dance
cam. The Yorkton boys in the bottom left.
The missus and I there. So, yeah, that was a wonderful trip. Thank you. And as Lee in St. John's, Newfoundland asked, when's the next group trip? We don't know. We got to start talking about it. Last thing here on the Flooring Superstore rollout. By the way, they've got a warehouse full of everything. They got everything, by the way, if you're looking for flooring here coming into the new year. Flooring Superstore is the place to go. Jim Montgomery update. Fired yesterday as head coach of the Dallas Stars. That happened about an hour into the hockey show with the guys yesterday. I don't know how much they were able to delve into it. I mean, it seems like it was a week ago to me.
Yeah.
You wonder who's next in the hockey world? Who is literally next to fall? And to be honest, my phone has been blowing up with people saying, well, you know all the Stars guys. What did he do? I said, I don't know what he did. I don't want to know what he did. I don't want to know. People are saying, it must have been a real doozy. And I said, I know. I probably don't think that it was. I think he got caught up in the Me Too movement here. And it's not just coaches. There are others that have been fired in the hockey world, not just coaches, because of this. I don't think it probably was that egregious. They said it wasn't illegal. They said it wasn't because of relations with players, neither current nor past. Do you want to know? I don't want to know.
No, I don't. I mean, the fact that they thought it was a bad idea, something, he did something that crossed the line and left. I mean, Gary Bettman put out the warning, right?
Right, you
he
better
fired the warning shot. Yeah. He said any teams that knowingly know this stuff, that have information and are not taking action will be severely disciplined. And all of a sudden the Stars are the first ones to say, hey, me, we got it going on. We'll come clean and let their guy go. So I wonder how fast it's going to happen. There will be teams that will try and hide it for sure. That always happens. But I just kind of want to get it over with. Move on.
Well, we're not there yet.
No, we're not.
But this is the concern that I had, especially when I saw the Jim Montgomery thing. You think this isn't related to the Bettman edict and the Me Too movement? Of course it's related. And I don't think it's that serious. But what bothers me the most is that the wonderful sport of hockey, of which I was raised in, is getting dragged through the mud. And it's so wrong because, like Lauren Mullican said here yesterday, he's the perfect guy of what I'm trying to support. When he said, when you treat players with respect, you get more out of them. Lauren's not one of those guys. And they want to paint it, particularly that girl on the social, that all of hockey is full of horrible people. And it just was sitting in my gut, made me want to puke. Because I knew that's not the case.
It's not.
And it's not over yet. So it would be nice if everybody did band together and stick together instead of running off in all different directions, like a bunch of little scared, because that's what's happening. And that bothers. I don't see people coming together in this sport. Do you?
No. Unfortunately, everybody's looking out for number one.
Right.
Right. And scattering. And it's scary because I don't know when it ends and I don't know how far it's going to go. And you wish you had the crystal ball and I could just look a year, 5 years into the future and see where hockey's going to be in 5 years. I just have no idea.
Well, Robbins, writing in from PA, clearly knows more than we do. Robbins says they didn't want to say any more to protect him from family embarrassment, but it had nothing to do with the NHL, a four-point document that came out. Well, I'm not saying it's not bad. It cost a man his job, but don't say it's not related to what Bettman dropped on, what was it, Sunday night or Monday morning?
Yeah.
That they're all related. Do you think it had just happened?
No.
I don't. And I'm also saying I don't want to know. I'm very clear on the fact I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Future employers of Jim Montgomery will want to know. That's their right. That's their business. It's not ours.
Right.
That is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. We got a lot going on today. We'll delve into more CFL news when we come back. It is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear out at Capital Ford Lincoln. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on brand new vehicles this holiday season. Get into a brand new 2019 4x4 F-150 for as low as $33,495 plus tax. And brand new 2019 Ford Escapes are starting at just $23,999 plus tax. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hi, I'm Joshua John Batista. I'm a staff radiation oncologist at the Allen Blair Cancer Center. CT simulators are essential for all modern radiation treatments. Before a patient can undergo the treatment planning process, the CT simulator is the first step. So it allows us to plan and deliver radiation treatments for thousands of patients.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm putting up the poll, Clark. Okay. From my Twitter. Because we had a message here from Pat Doyle, and it slipped off our screen in front of us. Thanks for fixing this, guys, by the way, so that we do have this up in front of us. And maybe you can put it on my monitor. Here's from Pat Doyle. He's a Tim Hortons owner here in town. Well, if I owned a Tim Hortons, I would be 450 pounds.
Yeah.
I'd love me some Tim Hortons.
Me too.
Actually, I picked some up this morning. But anyways, Pat says, thanks, guys. Had a blast. Great trip and even greater people. Can't wait for the next one. Thank you, Pat. And I put up for today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question, where should the RP show go for the Uniglobe VIP sports trip? And I got some spelling mistakes in there because I was rushed.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Paul.
Not my fault. We'll get off your back.
South Florida, Southern California, New York, or the NFC North?
Okay.
Because they're talking about a Chicago, Green Bay.
Yeah, bus ride to Lambeau back to Chicago.
Yeah. So far, New York's winning, just so you know. Just so you know, New York is winning, which, by the way, we're not hamstrung into doing it in December. We could do it in September. The only problem is that precludes or excludes the farmers, and I kind of like my farmers, and I especially like them being on this trip.
They're good people.
Yeah, so they would be in we have a problem with harvest there. One last thing on the trip, because we have a gift from the Houston Rockets here. Can you put the camera on, Dupes?
All right.
Before I get to the sports update here.
Gift from the Houston Rockets.
This is from the Houston Rockets.
They were really into Rod, and they had heard all about the show when we booked, and so they were watching. And
yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
They made sure to, they said to Michelle, you got to put this on your desk.
They knew that bobbleheads were a thing.
Russell
on this show.
Westbrook.
Number zero.
Bobblehead. And they knew that red was the color that's going to show up. So I'll let you.
Put it on there. Put it next to Damon. There you go. Russell Westbrook and Damon Allen are teammates on the board. Where's my Larry Fitzgerald bobblehead, by the way? Did it get stolen, did it? Is it here?
Other side.
Oh, okay. The other side. Okay.
All right.
Moving on. Wednesday morning sports update. The Maple Leafs were off to a strong start on their four-game road trip. Johnny Tavares scored two goals and added an assist as Toronto beat the Vancouver Canucks 4-1 at Rogers Arena. The Leafs have back-to-back road wins. Cam Talbot made 46 saves as the Flames beat the host Arizona Coyotes 5-2 last night. Calgary 6-0 since Jeff Ward took over as interim coach. Sebastian Aho had a pair of goals as the Carolina Hurricanes downed the Oilers 6-3 at Rogers Place. Edmonton's lost 3 of 4. Blake Wheeler, Andrew Kopp, and Patrick Laine scored in a two-minute span in the second period, and the Winnipeg Jets dealt the Detroit Red Wings their 12th straight loss, 5-1. The Jets have won 4 in a row at Bell MTS Place, and Thomas Tatar's 10th goal of the season sparked the Montreal Canadiens to a 4-1 road victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins. And to baseball, the biggest prize of baseball's free agent market has found himself a new home. Pitcher Gerrit Cole and the Yankees have reportedly agreed to a record $324 million U.S. 9-year deal. Cole went 20-5 last season as the Houston Astros reached the World Series. He finished second to teammate Justin Verlander in the AL Cy Young Award balloting. This deal works out to $1 million per start. Actually, $1.1 million per start.
Wow.
I don't know where it ends. I don't care anymore. Just ball out. Going to be a lot of pressure. I was watching ESPN this morning. He said, you go to the Yankees for that kind of money, you better win, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You better not be giving up any runs.
No.
Think David Price, Boston Red Sox.
Well.
Pressure.
It's pretty funny because perspective, too. I was watching on the flight home and I asked you about it, the Terry Sawchuk movie.
Yeah.
Here's one of the legendary Hall of Fame goaltender. Over 100 shutouts in his career, however many wins. He was really good and then bounced around a few different teams at the end of his career. But the pressure this guy went through to win and how it eats you up and really, it doesn't matter how good you are or what your status is or what the fans think of you, how much you're loved, you deal with that pressure every day. So, yeah, it's a lot of money. That'll make it feel a little bit better, but he's going to deal with a lot of pressure.
That's a talk that I had with Matt Dominguez about in his time in the NFL with primarily the Denver Broncos, but he was with the Jets for a while, too. More money, more pressure.
Yeah.
Especially young people think the more money we make, the less pressure, less stress we'll have. And I have to tell kids, no. I understand stress comes from not having enough money to pay your bills. Learn to pay your bills now. Because you're in the best time of your life as a teen.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to go off on my life tangent. I don't want to do that, but I'm just saying, y'all look at Gerrit Cole or Tom Brady, the guys, the money that they make. You don't see the pressure that they're under.
Right.
It's not all lollipops and unicorns, which sounds nice, doesn't it? Dallas Bergen's watching from Toronto this morning. He says, do you have any sense of whether George Cortez would be interested in a CFL opportunity as an offensive coordinator or head coach? Lots of vacancies. I got the sense after spending quite a bit of time with George in Houston last week, and we do talk almost once a week, once every 2 weeks max, that he's happy with his life right now. He's living on a lake north of Houston, and just you got the sense that when you're in Houston, you're around football all the time.
All the time.
You can be at a game every night. So George just enjoys his life. Man, he's put in the time.
Yeah.
No, he's coached really in the NFL and the CFL and the NCAA. He's coached the greats like Marshawn Lynch and Ryan Fitzpatrick. And what's left to do? And money isn't a thing for him.
5 Grey Cups. You talked about that. And why isn't this guy in the Hall of Fame? Like, that should be happened yesterday.
Friend of mine from the BC Lions wrote me and said, why are you putting George up for this Hall of Fame induction? He's a career coordinator. There's a reason he's a career coordinator. Wasn't a great head coach. That's not the point.
There's a reason.
I would suggest a Hall of Fame is for contributions to the league and the sport and for excellence. And shouldn't it be?
Well, there's a reason that a guy's a receiver for a reason. And like, you want to talk about receivers? Well, they weren't good enough to be quarterback. So, like, what?
Of course.
What?
Or,
they're two different positions.
Or Ronnie Lott was a corner or a DB because he couldn't catch.
Yeah. What? Like, you need coordinators to win games. You need head coaches. You need, like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, he's pulling the strings. He's the architect of the offense that won 5 Grey Cups.
Well, we're in a real interesting time now in the sport of pro football, particularly the CFL, because you got a guy like George. As I've found out just in the last couple of years, if you're the head coach and you're trying to fill out your staff, you'd rather get an older guy like George, because he doesn't need the money,
mm-hmm,
versus the real young, raw, green guys, which Devon Claybrook's tried to fill out his staff with in BC with disastrous results. Now, was it the coaching staff's problem, fault? What did they end up? Were they 4-14? What did they end up? 6-12? Whatever it was, out of the playoffs, the worst team in the West Division. Who are you hiring right now?
Yeah.
Can you afford to bring along a young guy onto your staff at cheap? Because you got to hire him cheap, but he doesn't have the experience. Versus a George who's got all the experience in the world, but maybe he doesn't. The fire doesn't burn as much as it used to.
Especially when you talk about ex-players who, if they're going to go into coaching, likely were good football players. So you get a guy who's making north of six figures as a football player. Now he needs to make that as a coach. Nobody wants to go backwards, right? So do you want to come in and all of a sudden make 60K as a coach? Probably not. Unless you really understand where you're starting again, back from the bottom, and you're going to work your way back up. But it's really tough. Yeah, you got to really figure out where you're going to spend your money.
Yeah, the question was, did we get a sense from George that he wants to be a head coach or an OC in the CFL again? I did not. Not at all. He's enjoying his life in Houston, and why wouldn't he? First time as George said, summer and almost summer. And we do have Zach Madero standing by, Argos kicker. I'll just say this, a comment came in earlier about with Paul LaPolice being hired as head coach in Ottawa. Does that mean that one of those bomber quarterbacks will follow him? I think that was the question, something along those lines. We're going to find out how close Paul LaPolice was to a Matt Nichols or a Zach Caleros. If you know Paul, he's close to all of his guys. But they hired a head coach and an offensive coordinator all in one there, a two-for-one shot with Lapo, and probably his pick of available free agent quarterbacks, I would think.
I would think
he's that highly thought of.
Yeah.
So it is our what should I say, honor to be joined by Argos kicker Zach Madero's. Joins us on video chat today from Southern Ontario. There he is this morning. Join us. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. How are you over there?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're always enjoying chatting CFL football, and the fans across the land certainly love it. Our producer, Clark, mentioned that you'd got a hold of him about coming on the program, and he says, Zach can talk about anything in sports. Is that true? Anything?
I mean, so I kind of stay in my lane, in my realm. So, I mean, as long as it's like towards football, obviously NFL, CFL, of course, and hockey, those are kind of the sports I kind of tend to focus on. Basketball, baseball, I got kind of a vague knowledge on those two, but not so much.
Well, actually, are you the one, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but whose wife is a competitive, if not pro, barrel racer?
No, that's not me. I'm not married. I have a girlfriend, but I'm not married. No.
Okay, she's not a barrel racer. Okay, fair enough.
Who are you thinking of?
There's another one. There was another CFL kicker whose wife is a barrel.
I think you're thinking of the guy from Ottawa. I forget his name. He was, the American guy.
Right. Okay, well, he wasn't there long.
Delver Alvarado.
Yeah, Madero's Alvarado. Okay, I got it. So yeah. Let me tell you this.
Spanish. I'm Portuguese, but yeah, anyway.
With the unrest, Zach, in Toronto with the coaching situation and so forth, what's it like for players that are in limbo with the Toronto Argonauts right now? Or does it affect them that much when they don't know the status of their head coach here now, like a month past the end of the season?
Well, honestly, at this point, I think from what I've heard, I think Coach Chamberlain's going to be sticking as the Argos head coach, which is great for the team. So that's going to be secure, whether it's a short or long leash. That remains to be unknown until the season actually starts. As far as the other pieces from offensive, you know, obviously if Chamberlain's going to be intact, he's going to be the defense coordinator. That's the kind of the question there. Who's going to remain, you know, for me, who's going to be the special teams coach? Is it going to remain to be Corey McDearman and Coach Jackson? We'll see. Jock Chapdelaine, I've heard a bit of a riff that he might not be coming back again until that's actually set in stone. We have no clue. So there's a lot of question marks kind of going into it. And myself, included with a lot of players on the team, I'd say probably around half the team we're all in their contract here this past season coming up. So it's going to be, I'm curious to see what's going to kind of end up happening, who do they plan to bring back going into this year at the start of training camp.
Well, just to clarify your contract situation, so you are going into free agency or you've got a year left? You're under contract for 2020?
Yeah, I am going to free agency, yes.
So how does that make you feel entering the holiday season, not really knowing where you're going to be next year? Are you used to it now?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I think I kind of got used to signing one-year deals. I think that's how most players do for the CFL, unless you're a QB and know you're going to be there for a long time, you know. We don't know, obviously, how the future is going to hold. I think when I first broke in the CFL, it was, you know, obviously all you want to do is play for any amount of money because just making it as a pro athlete is anyone's dream. But once you're kind of in the industry for a while and you realize, hey, you know, if I have a really good year, I have all the leverage in the world to kind of take it to the team and say, hey, listen, I had a great year. You know, I want to be valued as good as I played and compensated for that. So I think 1 year is the way to go. And we'll see. I mean, I love my time in Toronto. Obviously, based off the numbers, it was an up and down year for me with me competing with two other guys that are great, great guys and quality kickers. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I've talked to like two teams so far during this period of time, but obviously it's way too early to kind of see where I'm going to end up.
Well, let me ask you a question about the kicking fraternity, brethren, even if you will. I mean, how big of friends are you guys? You mentioned the other kickers in Toronto, Tyler Crepina being one.
Ronnie Pfeffer.
Yeah, Ronnie Pfeffer. I mean, you guys are all competing to be out there kicking field goals, yet there's only one ball. So there's that. So talk about that competition within a locker room. And then also a guy like Brett Maher, released by the Dallas Cowboys, leading the NFL on missed field goals that ultimately lost him his job. Were you feeling for him? Were you following him after he left the CFL to go sign with the Cowboys?
Yeah, so it was actually interesting. I was actually a part of Brett's team back in 2017 for the majority of that year. So he's the one that played in front of me, but it was great just learning from a vet like that. He taught me a lot of things, just shadowing him for the majority of the 2017 campaign. Obviously I want nothing. And I mean, you brought up the whole fraternity between us and the rest of the kickers throughout the league. And obviously it's a competition. We all want to play that. That's why we're all playing, right? That's why we're all in the CFL. But at the end of the day, I mean, we have to spend, especially when guys are on our team, we have guys like Tyler and Ronnie, you have to spend all year with them. So you have to find some way to kind of coexist in the same locker room with those guys. So we have a tight knit group and we make it work and we all get along great. Back to Brett, obviously I feel for him because I know what he's capable of. He had a great year when he was in Ottawa and the year before that when he was in Hamilton as well in 2016. It could create more competition. Maybe he might come back to the CFL, who knows, because he's had some success in this league, but based off his resume and I'd say now he has almost two years under his belt playing with the Cowboys. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets another look going into next season anyway in the NFL. I just don't know who that's going to be with.
We got a lot of people have asked us to ask you what it was like kicking or being teammates with Donald Delahaye. For those that don't know, the guy that goes by Destroying on YouTube, the YouTube star. What was it like being around this guy?
He's a great kid. Funny guy. Everything you kind of expect in a YouTube star. Not cocky. He's actually pretty humble. he does not like being called Destroying at all. Call him by his name. I know a lot of YouTubers. I know the majority of his following are little kids for the most part. So definitely call him by his first name. But great guy. Great, and also a phenomenal kicker. Probably in my 6-7 year career, probably the strongest leg I've ever seen in my life being around any kicker. So I think for him, it's just being confident in what he can do. He's still young. I think he's 22 right now. So he still has a ways to go. His future in football, I mean, I've talked to him a few times since he's been with Toronto and he kind of took some time to himself to obviously work on content back home. So I don't know where he's at right now, honestly, about his football career, but I hope he doesn't give up because the kid has a bright future. Just a few things to clean up, but overall I think he can definitely play at this level.
How did he feel about Corey Chamberlain calling him YouTube? That's what he called him. Hey, YouTube. How did he like that?
I don't know. I think he just kind of, he went with that. I mean, he's a first year player, and I mean at that time you're just gonna kinda take what you can get, and it's all in good fun too, right? I don't think he took it too personally, but just obviously based off of his channel and, I've never been around something like that before, and his kind of following and, him walk around with his camera. I mean, I've never really seen any athlete do that. But I mean, I guess when you're making the money he has online on YouTube, you have to kind of do that on a daily basis. So I think overall, he just kind of embraced what he's been doing. Half the team calling him YouTube. I mean, even when we went out to eat, again, talking about specialists being a tight-knit group, we have five kickers in training camp, which is unheard of. I don't think I've ever seen that with any other team, regardless of it being the NFL or CFL. So, but when we went to eat or watch a movie, whatever the case was, you'd have little kids running up for him asking for his autographs. We got Jack Astor's and this was happening like 10 kids asking for his autograph. So it was pretty crazy.
Wow, it is. Zach, I get the feeling like we could talk for a long time. We're out of time today, but maybe we can talk some NFL next time and so forth. But I appreciate this today. Merry Christmas, and good luck into 2020. But I think we'll get you on before free agency hits.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate your time.
All right, Zach Medeiros, Argos kicker, joining us today on video chat. And there's so many things to clean up in Toronto. I know we got to get to a break here, but one is having three kickers.
Yeah.
Not even to talk about punters, but three kickers.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, Jim Popp has a certain way of doing things and stuff. And there are those that say, there's a school of thought that Jim Popp cannot survive in the salary cap enforced CFL. That he was great with Montreal for that 20 years. Greatest run in CFL history, really, for like two decades stretch.
Yeah.
But when money became a thing and it was strictly enforced, Jim Popp couldn't operate in that. Maybe that's why he got let go in Toronto. I'd like to think that's not the case because I'm a huge Jim Popp fan. But when you're hoarding guys at certain positions, particularly kickers, that just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's really tough. Yeah, when you have limited resources to put around and you spend your money on the kicking, too many kickers, that just doesn't add up.
I want to talk about the Argo situation and more when we come back. Not to mention Zach Medeiros saying he hears that Jacques Chapdelaine may be out with the Argos. That and more when we come back. We're just getting rolling on the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our best clips on our YouTube channel.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, Living Sky sunrises and sunsets shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to be home. Good to be back in the bunker today for episode 134 of the Rod Peterson Show. We're not doing the number thing anymore. We've gone over the odometer.
Is that the one?
We're 34? Done. 33 was actually where we started doing it, and we're now at 134. So. Forever, ever, I'll say George Reed, but that's over. Checking the poll question, just speaking of being back home, this is surprising me a little bit. The Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center question, and thank you, Clark, for cleaning this up, by the way. He retweeted mine. Mine was a real dog's breakfast of a tweet, spelling errors and all the rest. Where should the next RP show Uniglobe LGI VIP sports trip go? Four options here. On Twitter, it's New York is leading. New York with 41%. 29% say Southern California. And then tied with 15% each, Southern Florida, South Florida, and the NFC North, Chicago, Green Bay. My wife will be very happy to know that New York's leading, because I just said on her, where's the next trip you'd like to go to? And she said, New York. I'm like, dope. It's not my favorite place. I like space where I can spin around and not hit anybody.
All right.
And sun. I like to actually be able to see the sun.
Your wife and I get along.
Because in New York, you can't.
Your wife and I get along. We love the hustle and bustle. And
you two go together. Me and Jug will go to Arizona right. or Florida. What do you say, Jug?
Let's go.
Now, Facebook respondents, it's different. They're voting for South Florida.
That's more like it.
41.7% saying South Florida. I told the boys we'd be doing alligator hunting. And they like that idea.
Ooh, get on the swamp.
Yeah. 30.6% saying South Calgary. No thanks.
No.
Southern California. 19.4% say New York, and 8.3% say NFC North. So we're following this very closely. By the way, we got all this stuff that I need to get out of the way. I feel like we're just house cleaning coming back.
Yeah.
We had a Christmas ornament here from NASA. We went to NASA on Saturday. And while I wasn't a real big space guy before, I am now. I'm following what's going on with the International Space Station. Okay. You know there's astronauts in the air right now?
Can I talk about that for a quick second?
Sure. And hang this on the tree while you do.
It does blow my mind. It really does. If you know me, where's a good spot that's going to be seen? Somewhere about here?
How does this one look? Wherever.
Anyways. Don't fall down.
Spill it.
So... my mind loves to wander and do its thing and dream big, and that space fills that void, right? But it's what blows my mind is that I can't believe we haven't been to the moon since the 70s.
No.
The early 70s. Like, that's crazy. And the Orion missions, which is going to Mars, isn't going to happen until the 2030s. So when you think about it, we are still from the 60s to now, 50 years or 60, whatever it is, we're in the very early stages of space exploration. We're in the very early stages. And they're going back to the moon to walk on the moon for the first time since the 70s. They're going to do that in 2023. And there'll be a woman that will be part of that, which is cool. So 2023, I'm going to feel like I'm back in the 60s, 70s when you watch the launch on TV and you watch them walk on the moon. That's going to happen in 2023. That blows my mind.
Yeah, NASA was super cool. Hey, how about the Argos talk? Couple comments from our viewers. Jack in Calgary's watching. Jack Fulton, he says, Rod, I'll be checking in from Dallas. End of the week, my son and I are heading down to watch the Cowboys versus the Rams. Jack, please do. As you know that I'm a Cowboys fan, but I've had it up to here with the drama. With the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And Jarrah, I just can't... Clearly, it's not a matter of if they're going to fire the coach. It's a matter of when. They're now not even in first place in the division anymore, which they don't deserve to be with a below 500 record. They were supposed to play back-to-back Thursdays, and now's our chance to get back in the race. And they just crap the bed every time. Again, Jug's been at my house. He was there last week in the morning. And he saw that I watch ESPN every morning. It's all about the Cowboys all the time. And I'm just getting tired of it. Not talking about how the team could be better and what players need to do what. It's all about when's Jason Garrett going to be fired. And I'm just tired. Start winning.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing like they don't want to play for the guy.
I know.
Fair?
It is fair.
Kind of similar to the Flames. Well, Bill Peters.
So they talk about where the problem lies, and the players have to execute the plays. The coach isn't on the field executing the plays. But when you're making the mental mistakes and you're not up for the game, it tells you a lot about, you know, the motivating factors behind it and who you want to play for and coming to work to get the job done, right? I mean, it's You got to change things up. And you're not going to cut Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. It's not happening.
It's easier to fire the coach than cut the players.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to the Argo thing, we got a lot of viewers from Toronto viewing this morning, Argos fans, because clearly they're not getting the coverage anywhere else. I enjoy how they're having comments with each other on the Facebook wall. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas from Toronto says, Pinball made a passionate plea to the fan base to renew. Most fans would be more inclined if they had made an announcement regarding the coaching staff. Thank you, Dallas. I mean, the thing about Toronto, let me get up on my soapbox here. Hang on. Where's that soapbox? I need to climb up on it.
Yeah.
No city in the CFL has hosted more Grey Cup games than the city of Toronto. It's the oldest pro football team in North America. It's like 135-some years old. It's ridiculous. Toronto, the Argos have a huge footprint in the city of Toronto. It's like that old beer commercial. Those who like it a lot. Right?
Yep.
And it's been mistreated for so long. But to sit here and talk Argo football, I got a lot of friends that are either, you know, obviously Argo staffers, but Argo season ticket holders. And Dallas makes a really good point. We'd like to know who the coach is going to be before we buy our season tickets. Yeah. Is that too much to ask? Because in today's day and age, and granted, the Argos, I think, are some of the cheapest tickets in the CFL. Dallas, you correct me if I'm wrong. Fans are very tired of being taken advantage of. And that the teams just think it's your responsibility to buy tickets. No, it's not.
No.
Give us a reason.
Yeah.
We'd like to know who the coach is. Now, I'd love to delve into that a little further and say, why is that? Is it because if Chamberlain's the coach, you're not buying? If Mike O'Shea is the coach, you will? Why do you need to know who the coach is? I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'd like to know why.
See, they have go ahead.
No.
They got a great opportunity. You mentioned that oldest pro football team in North America and the history and the most Grey Cups played there. It's hard because it's a tough spot to be in if you're in their marketing department and their business operations department. Because you need to compete with the Raptors, you need to compete with the Leafs, you need to compete with the Blue Jays, you need to compete with Toronto FC. You have to compete with everybody, the concerts, everything out of sports too. And it's flashy and you're trying to market to a new audience and have bigger, better. But you might have a real good opportunity in Toronto to go the opposite route and market with tradition and history and all those things that don't exist right now in Toronto. But you have the groundwork already laid from all of the years that have been there and how it is the oldest team in North America. Get people to be proud of that fact and proud of the history and that they've hosted more Grey Cups than anybody else. And you could really try and get a real loyal buy-in as opposed to trying to do flashy marketing gimmicks that'll be splashy and try and get everybody's attention. Try and build some of that deep loyalty back to the roots of the community. I think they have a real opportunity there, but you got to hit it hard and work.
The guys from the unofficial Regina Pats podcast write in and they say that's like the Regina media, all about the Riders all the time. Gets tiring after a while. Brett Taylor writes in and he says, the Pats get better coverage than any other WHL club I know of. More is always better, but I don't know if you could find someone getting more airtime. That's because, and actually it's a great segue to bring in, when we bring in Austin Davis from the Regina Leader Post, there was a time that Regina was referred to as the Toronto of junior hockey. There was a buzz. A lot of that had to do with my good friend Greg Drennan, let's be honest with you. But it was the epicenter of junior hockey, right here. That's not the case anymore. It has a little to do with Greg being gone. That's a topic for another day. I'm not going to sit here and profess to say what will cure the Toronto Argonauts in terms of marketing in that town, because I've never lived there. I haven't. They have literally, from what I can see, tried everything. Like everything. Going to Raptors and Leafs games and having Ricky Foley and Chad Owens rip their shirts off. You know, who wouldn't want to buy after seeing that? Didn't work. I don't know what it would take in Toronto. But here's a football. And by the way, is there enough football fans in Toronto? I would think. Mm-hmm. 5-6 million people? Shouldn't be hard to fill a 27,000-seat stadium, you wouldn't think. I don't know. But for the actual football fans, they're saying, we want to know who the coach is going to be. That's just one of them writing in today. But I think that is a... That's a really good question. Fans are tired of being taken for granted. That's kind of the bottom line in all of this, in all of sport. Would you not agree?
I agree.
It's just your obligation to buy tickets. No, it's not. Dallas further goes on to say, Argo Games, $42 a game on the 30-yard line. The cheapest tickets are $20 a game. He says, I'd rather have a pair of Argo season tickets than seeing two Leafs games in a season. But I'll tell you what, I always talk, we'll break after this, but I always talk about the rush and their customer service. I read you a text today from Brandon Urban, their business development officer. I got home from Houston expecting to see my season tickets in the mail and my two jerseys that I get for being a season ticket holder, and they weren't there. So I texted Brandon and I said, should I be worried? You're playing Saturday night and I don't have my tickets yet. He writes me back and he goes, no, we were afraid couldn't get them to you in a week. So can you come up and pick them up at the Rush store before the game Saturday? And if you can't get them at the store, I'll meet you at the front of the building with your tickets before the game. That's customer service.
It's about all you need to hear. Yeah.
Not a lot of teams would do that. Austin Davis of the Regina Leader Post next hour, plus Kahari Jones, the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, kicking off hour two. That's next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Every sale held in 2019 has led up to our biggest event of the year. Ring in the savings with year-end clear-out at Capital GMC. We're making a list and checking it twice of the biggest savings on pre-owned vehicles this holiday season. Check out this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Equinox. Get it under the tree for just $25,998 plus tax. And this loaded, certified pre-owned 2019 GMC Acadia is only $32,997 plus tax. Only at Canada's number one certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.